This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, January 25, 2008. Keeping your vows. The scripture is Deuteronomy 23, verse 23. You made your vow freely to the Lord. Let's say you were in a tight spot when you promised God you'd quit smoking. Then the trouble disappeared, but you're still lighting up. You might argue, that was a promise made under duress. Besides, no one was there to hear the vow, so it didn't really count, right? What matters is not who heard your vow, but that you made it. No one forced you. Besides, you brought God into the picture. Christians know that they live in God's presence and that their words reflect on God Himself. And the truth is that no one escapes God, believer or not. All our words count, especially our vows. Because a vow is voluntary, it is only right that we control our tongues and that we only make vows we fully intend to keep. Standing by the promises you make, as long as they are honorable, is good self-discipline. Wise people know that haste makes waste, that silence is golden, and that it is better to look before you leap. Let's not make idle promises. What vows have you made? To be faithful to your spouse? To be loyal to your church's teaching? To be a law-abiding citizen? To visit all your daughter's home games? To spend evenings with family members 3 times a week? A promise made should be a promise kept. Let's be wise and not make liars out of ourselves. Would you pray with me? Help me to be wise, Lord, in the words I speak and the promises I make. Give me strength to be a promise keeper, and above all, to be faithful to you. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.